Before long, the bear was left so far behind that he thought he might as well give up the hunt sooner rather than later. So he stretched himself out by the roadside to rest. On went the gingerbread man, and by and by he came to a wolf. The wolf said, "Where are you going, gingerbread man?" "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear, and I can outrun you too." "You can you?" snarled the wolf. "We'll see about that." And he set into a gallop after the gingerbread man, who went on and on so fast that the wolf, too, saw there was no hope of overtaking him, and he, too, lay down to rest. On went the gingerbread man, and by and by he came to a fox that lay quietly in a corner of the fence. The fox called out in a sharp voice, but without getting up. "Where are you going, gingerbread man?" he said. "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too." The fox said, "I can't quite hear you, gingerbread man. Won't you come a little closer?" turning his head a little to one side. The gingerbread man stopped his race for the first time and went a little closer and called out in a very loud voice, "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too." "Can't quite hear you. Won't you come a little closer?" said the fox in a feeble voice, as he stretched out his neck towards Gingerbread Man and put one paw behind his ear. The Gingerbread Man came up close, and leaning towards the fox, screamed out, "I've outrun an old man and an old woman and a little boy and two well diggers and two ditch diggers and a bear and a wolf, and I can outrun you too." "You can you?" yelped the fox, and he snapped up the gingerbread man in his sharp teeth in the twinkling of an eye.